Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then The Guinea Pig is here to help you. Hi, everyone. We're back at the clinic for another episode of The Guinea Pig.
And for me, at least today, it's a family affair, as we're joined by my husband, Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Hi.
He's looking a bit nervous, Mariam.
No, actually, he's looking very calm. Cool and collected, no?
Well, he always appears that way, but let me tell you what's going on the inside. churning. The reason that we've got Robert in the clinic today is that recently Mariam performed a surgery on Robert's eyelids, which had become very droopy due to some medication that he'd been taking, which created a sort of swelling of the eyelids. And I noticed more and more as we'd be talking that his lids were drooping sort of slightly over his eyelashes. And never mind how disconcerting that was for me, it must have been quite disconcerting for you. Robert, why don't you explain why and what was going on with you at the time? I mean, I know, but our listeners don't. So,
well, I was on medication for something called chronic myeloid leukemia, and there's a pill that you take every day. It sounds very, well, it is quite serious, but the pill kind of keeps you going. And the pill has various different side effects, one of which is, I think it's called an edema.
Edema, which just means swelling.
Swelling. Mm-hmm. And so what was happening was that my eyelids were, or the skin above my eyelids was drooping down. And I was noticing that I couldn't read sometimes and that my sight was definitely being affected by it.
Yeah, I could see that it was affecting Robert, but Robert is a sort of very typical, I mean, for those of you who don't know him, which is all of you, Robert is a very typical Englishman in the way that I am not a very typical English woman, and where I gallop towards Mariam's surgery like a happy puppy, the idea for Robert of doing anything that's got the word cosmetic attached to it, or, you know,
it's not really cosmetic in this situation.
But it wasn't cosmetic, but the preconception was that it was cosmetic. When I first suggested that Robert come and see you, Mariam, to have a look at his eyes, it was as if I'd suggested he'd had, you know, breast reconstruction, or it was absolutely out of the question because it was a vanity.
If you have an SPF of less than 30, you do not have to have specific target testing to say it might be 20, it might be 23. It's not super specific, but I think everybody should be on a minimum of 30. I think it's a falsification. Like when you see, you know, some creams or even foundations or other topical agents might say, oh, SPF of 15, well, you probably have to put a lot of that cream on to get the proper coverage. Whereas the higher the number is, doesn't necessarily mean that you're that much more protected from the sun. Between 30 and 50 is not that much. It's between 97.5% and I think 99% cover, you know, protection against the sun.
Are you going to make a commitment on air?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to put on your sunscreen?
Yes, ma'am.
Because we want you with us a bit longer.
Yep.
I mean, it's irritating, but we still want you around. whilst we're on the subject of the perfection of Robert, where he had his little melanoma taken off his chest, he has a skin tag. And I know that skin tags are things that happen. What is a skin tag? Why do they come?
So there are different types of reasons, but most skin tags are created by a virus, and they're ubiquitous. They oftentimes happen in areas where you have,
yes, like on necklace, the neck. I see lots of people where you have friction.
So I'm just going to put a little bit of local anesthetic underneath, but it stings when it goes in, as you can tell from his grimacing face. The lesion has been removed. I'm just going to give it a little bit of hemostasis, which means just to remove the blood. I'm going to electrodissect it in 1 second, which is to put a little bit of heat in that area just to cauterize the little bit of bleeding that's happening.
Is it an urban myth that people, that men are getting putting fillers into their penises, or I just have to bring it down to the smut? But sorry, it is a big, you know, one does hear quite a lot about it. Is that an urban myth?
So it's not an urban myth. I don't do that, but
and Robert, please don't go doing anything like that in the immediate future.
But there are people who have there's a lot of work being done down there actually now. It's one of the most common procedures for men to do in this clinic on a Saturday.
I mean, to be honest, on a Saturday.
Yes.
And that episode of The Guinea Pig will be available in full in a week's time on all major platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Acast.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialling a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.